DJ's playing our favorite crew. We stand to win.
Hey, y'all. Oh, my God. Let your music come on. Give me a second.
We stand to what a step us through. Where do we go soon as the weekend gets here? The club. Why to party and have some fun? What is it that can come and take away all your stress? Tell me. Music. Of all the questions you have passed my test. Happy people. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Keeps the world turning. Oh, yeah. I believe it. Happy people. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Keeps us all dancing. 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 Oh, oh. Happy people.
Hello, everyone.
Tell me, now what do you do when the feeling has come over you? You let go, and what? Let it take away. What do you say when a gentleman asks you to dance to you? Say yes, and then get on the dance floor. Even when it seems we're going through some hard times, what do we do?
Everyone say hello to each other. This is meet and greet time. Where y'all happy people's at? Happy people. Sing along. Hey. Hey y'all, introduce yourself. Say hello. Hey, Josie. No one else want to speak on here. Josie said hello. Say for y'all, happy people, yay, yay, yay. That's right, we're family now. We're family and friends.
I'm talking about happy people, yeah, yeah, yeah. They keep the world dancing, yeah. Ooh, happy people,
I don't know about y'all, but I'm over here two-stepping. Y'all, I'm over here dancing, y'all.
Now, if you want to step, you got to play it by the rules. You got to do what I do when I do what I do. Now, step to the left, step to the right.
I still love R. Kelly, y'all. I still love him.
Step to the left, step to the right. Spin around and bring it down some time. Bring it on up, move it close. Let me see you when your partner slow. Step to the left, step to the right. Spin around and bring it down some time. Bring it on up, move it close.
Hey, girl, I was over here bopping, girl. Girl, I ain't lying. I was over here getting my whole bop on. I ain't even gonna hold y'all. How y'all doing today? Welcome to Mo's Talk, y'all. How y'all feeling? Was y'all having a good day today? Did everybody have a good day? I just came from the gym. I was in there getting my little thug on. I was getting my workout on. Then I looked at the time and I was like, oh my God, I gotta go talk to my peoples because y'all my peoples. And everything. So, You know, did everyone have a good day today? How was your day? Were y'all good? Was y'all, some of y'all at work? Is y'all having a good day at work, school, home? You know, so did y'all have a good day? Because I had a great day, guys, today. I was a little sleepy today, but I had a good day. I want to first say thank y'all for taking time off to log on Mo's Talk. Before I get started, I do want to let y'all know that if y'all have any young boys and girls starting next Friday, I decided to dedicate that Friday to teenagers and youth adults. So I want to call it Teen Fridays because I want to reach out. So I'm going to be at the school letting everybody know. I want the teens to get on here. I want to be able to help the teens deal with depression, peer pressure, you know, drugs and things like that. So if you know any teens starting next Friday at 7, send them on along, you know, send them to Mo. You know, Mo like to talk. So today, guys, I want to talk to, that's good, yo, I'm glad you had a good day. Today, I want to talk about, does a person's past really matters? Does it really matters if you have a past? And when we talk about before, you're like, you know what? I kind of want to make this a more broader spectrum on thinking about the, you know, that's the past. Does the past matter? And she said, oh, that would be good topics for the youth, young youth. And it does. Like, I have so many great topics for the youth. I just feel like I want to do On Fire Fridays for the teenagers. And that's what I'm gonna call it, On Fire Fridays, next Friday to the youth and the young adults. But y'all, would you say that it's truly an art when you're getting to know someone? Could you say, like, you know, you meet someone, y'all exchanging ideas, common interests, you know, things that you do like, things you don't like, you know, you getting to know, like, you know, you finding out a little bit about their background, you know, you find out they have children, you know, you might find out they got like 8 or 10 baby mothers, you might find out they got like 14 to 28 kids, you might find out that he is a compulsive liar. He was a the biggest cheater of them all, you know. He was good for being sweet talking to females and getting what he want. He was, you know, he wasn't known to always have a job. He was known to always mess up. He was known to always get in trouble. You know, or it could be her, you know. I mean, you looking at this person, like, this person has, you know, a huge past, you know, like, for the women, you know, she might have been with a, you know, a guy might have met her, she might have had a lot of sexual partners, you know, she may have just been the type that, you know, never was a good mother, she never was, you know, she just never was able to handle her business as a woman, you know, he never took his children, you know, he don't, you know, have no respect for himself or women. These are the things you heard about him. You heard that he used to be the biggest thief that you can know of. Like, you heard all these things about this person. You heard that this person can't be trusted. You know, this person, you know, is, you know, this person is just, you know, you feel like this person is not real. So what if this person sitting down with you and getting to know you, and then you figure, you know, he might open up to you and tell you all these things. Like, you know, what do you think? Because when you first meet someone, you know, and then I'm a do a spin on this. After I'm done this, I'm a spin it. So when you first meet someone, you know, you ultimately think, like, it's unique to be able to know about this person. It's unique to, you know, find out, you know, to just find out about that person. Because as human adults, we like to live without substance. We like to know what's going on. You know, that's just what it is. We like to know what's going on. We like to know up front how things is going to be carried. We want to know up front how many baby mothers you got, how many girlfriends you got, how many situationships you got. I want to know, are you a type that keep a job? I want to know, are you the type that doesn't mind working? I want to know, are you a family type, or are you the type of man that run the street? I want to know, do you beat on your women? I want to know how you treat your women. I want to know how you treat your mother. I want to know how you treat your family. I want to know how you, hello, new, welcome. I want to know how you treat people. I want to know everything about you. I want to know if you're an alcoholic. I want to know if you're an addict. And I don't mean, you know, just, I want to know if you're addicted to pills. I want to know if you're addicted to drugs. I want to know if you're addicted to selling drugs. I want to know if you're, like I said, alcoholic. I want to know if your parents was an alcoholic. I want to know if your father, I want to know the dynamics of you. I want to know everything, but this I'm talking about when you meet someone, when I'm just laying the platform out on, do you judge that person by their past? Because, you know, when you enter into a new relationship, you have to go on what this person say. So what if this person is not as honest with you? Like, what if this person, hey, thanks for joining, Royal. You know, what if this person is not upfront with you? And this person may told you just a little minute things about them. Like, they might have just told you, like, yeah, you know, I have 3 kids. But then you find out that he has more, you know. Right, you know what I'm saying? It's so much more need. It is definitely a need to know everything. But sometimes, what if they don't tell you everything? And then what if they did tell you everything? How do you handle it? You know, we as people were not destined to live in a leaner life or repeat some of the same mistakes. However, sometimes it most definitely happens. So if he meets you and you seem like an upright female and you seem like you got your stuff together, you might have told him some of the things that you experienced. But, you know, he might feel like, oh, I don't want her to know that I'm an ex-convict. I don't want her to know that, you know, I was locked up for attempted murder. I don't want her to know I just came home from murder. You know what I'm saying? Like, you may not want to know these things. Like, some women requires to know things. Like, nowadays, women are doing background checks on men. Before they even can know anything about them, they definitely doing background checks on them. Like, extensively, you know? So I was watching this YouTube video today about this young lady. Her name, well, it don't matter what her name is, but she started dating this guy on Facebook. It started on Facebook, and the guy kept sending her friend requests. Roy said, I would rather know the good, bad, and ugly, and give me the choice whether I want to even deal. And I will agree with you on that too. I definitely will agree. But listen to this. The guy was kept requesting her to be a friend. And she said she kept ignoring it, but then she eventually took the friend request. And when she took the friend request, she noticed, you know, everything was good. Everything was, you know, peaches and cream in the beginning. But she said he started becoming obsessive and possessive. And she found out that, you know, he was locked up for murder, and he just came home off of 30-something years of murder, charge of murder. And she said, I'm checking the credit score. I ain't mad at you, boy. I ain't mad at you. She was like, she said that she, you know, found out that he just came for murder. But by then, she had already established feelings. So she felt like, okay, is there anything else that I need to know about you? So she felt like she wanted to, like, you know, get a little bit more involved with him, because she ain't want to let him go, because now she established, she feel like she know everything. But just to find out that he was really possessive and he wanted to kill her. So, you know, it ended off that she ended up getting away, but he ended up shooting her, whatever, with her own gun. So that's what made me think, does a person, pass really matter? Yes, so it's just that, sometimes, for me, myself, I know I'm very quick to say, give a person a chance. People deserve a chance, and they deserve to just be able to prove themselves again. And, and voice, I worked too hard for on my shit, and it was a long way coming. And I get that, and that is so true. And I guess, for myself, I can also vouch for that same, just on your statement that you made. But then you have some people, like I said, I feel like even, because even with, I can speak about the men that may not expose the truth, but then I wanted to do a little twist with it, because what about the people that made mistakes and got locked up and have criminal records and wanted to get back out there in society and prove themselves that they're not that same person that they used to be? Like, should your past, should you be judged upon your past, or what if I was that womanizer? What if I was that man who didn't work, didn't want to keep a job, but now I am a man that like to keep a job. Now I am a person that, wants to go be better. I am a family man now. I am this person, or I am this woman that refined myself from the streets. Now I am out here. You know what I'm saying? Like, what if you were that person? Because as for myself, if I may keep it real, I was one of those ones that got in trouble, so I worked my butt off to try to get myself back into a stable and a substantial place where I'm at today. And it wasn't at all given to me on a platform, but yet sometimes I feel like you can be judged for your past. And I feel like people shouldn't be so judgmental towards people that has a past, because I feel like we all have a past and we all have done some things and that we may not be proud of. But should that prohibit a person from getting a chance? And I know a lot of times, like even with the platform of working, like it's so hard, like they make it so hard on the people. If I sold drugs or if I got in trouble, like, myself for assault, getting in trouble for fighting and stuff like that, should you look at me and tell me that I'm still that same person? Because I don't even think the same way that I used to think. And I think for myself, I don't think that a person's past should really matter, because, we all live by experience, and experience is what help people to grow and evolve to become, this beautiful person, or this smart, intelligent person, or this, grounded person. It takes you to go through your experience. It takes you to go through things, because, some of the things that I did when I was younger, I no longer have the desire to want to do now that I'm older. So that's why I wanted to know, my stage question, as I set the platform, should you judge this person? Like, just because you met this man and he has all these baby mothers, should you judge him because he got baby mothers? Like, I don't know if I want to deal with him because he got too many baby mothers. Like, should you? Dimple said, if you're going to be serious about this person, you're not the only one who will be affected by your decision. This is someone who will also be around your family. Dimples, that's a very good point. But that is true. That is the person that's going to be around your family. So I guess you do got to be a kind of like, be kind of open-minded to the type of people that you introduce into your family. You don't want to just introduce anybody to your family, because just because of the dynamic of the background. But what if this person, really did these things, but they showing you that they're not that person anymore? That I changed, I don't do those things I used to do. That's just like, I'm going to come to you, Roy. I'm going to read yours in a second. That's just like, I feel like that's just like a person that was, you know, that was an addict on drugs. That doesn't mean just because I was an addict and I was stealing and I was doing all these things that I am the same person that I was back then. I refined my life. I paid my dues. I didn't did what I did. And I don't think I should be judged for that. But on the other hand, Roy, you said it depends on your parents. You can't be a pedophile or some crazy shit. Now, I'm agree with you on 1,000 on that, because you know what I don't like? I despise a pedophile. You understand? Because I feel like, now that might be the one thing that I feel like I wouldn't be as forgiven for, because I feel like if once you're a pedophile, if you don't go get some type of mental help, like you have to go get some type of help, some you know, like go see a therapist, you know, kind of get into some type of therapy classes to find out what your problem is, to narrow down, you know, what it is that's making you want to do those things. And even if you do that, like I don't know, that's a real touchy situation, because me personally, having daughters, I don't think I would be like as open to let a pedophile come in my house if I found out you was a pedophile, or if I was dating you and I had feelings for you and I seen you on the list as turning yourself as a pedophile. I'm not going to trust that. Like, at no means. Like, I don't care if you're refined. You know, you could have been this person and now this person. How do I know that your mind was changed? How do I know, you know, that something can alter your brain and make you one day go back into the same behavior doing the same thing? So I probably can be forgiven in a lot of things in your past, but that's just one that's very sensitive to me, because I feel like out of all the, you know, for the men that's pedophiles, you have some women that are pedophiles. And out of all the men and women out of this world that could be their age, they would rather go mess with somebody young. And I think that's kind of sick in the brain, and you really have a mental problem and you need to get some help, you know, and find out what's really going on with you to make you feel like you're that attracted to, you know, young kids. So with that right there, because I remember, what was it like? I think if y'all remember, it was in the news. I believe it was like 2 years ago, a year ago, that this young girl was messing with this guy, and she fell over head over heels with him. She was in love with him, and then she started trusting him to watch her children, and she left him in the house with her kids. Left her in the house with her baby. Her daughter was 1 year old, and he molested and bust that little girl open. And I was so mad about that. And he got locked up and everything. And she was all really in disbelief. And, you know, she was really vexed. Her spirit was vexed, but she was in more disbelief, because she felt like, oh my God, you know, I can't believe that I let this man get, you know, leave this man with my child, and he molested my child. So you figure with the child, the sight that the child gonna have to go through to recover from that moment and everything. If she remember, hopefully she don't remember those things. But if she do, that is really sad. So for that alone, I'm with you at 1,000% on that. But on everything else, I think I'm fairly flexible with, so I can give a person a chance to be. I'm gonna be able to, you know, I think I would give a person a chance for anything else. Like if they have a rocky background and they trying to get it together, I think I can give them a chance. Nikki said, I believe they never do recover. I mean, I don't think so neither, unless they get some psychiatric help or whatever. If they reach out and get some help, some of them may. I don't know, but I wouldn't even stick around to even find out if you will or will not, because then I'll start having grandkids. So I don't want to have to watch myself when my kids get older. Then I got to watch my grandkids. I just personally wouldn't trust it, but I know you wouldn't trust them at all. That is so true. And then the crazy part about it is, you know, like you, that will always mess with my mental. You know, you can't. I will always think that maybe you might touch that person. And, you know, you have a thing for young people. So, you know, for me, myself, I despise it, period. I wouldn't. But what if he had, like, you know, multiple baby mothers. So what if he didn't have a job, and but now he proven to you that he now work, you know, the things that, you know, he's showing you that, you know, he talking to you like, you don't know what I've been through, shorty. I've been through a lot. You know, I did this, and you might be sitting there like, oh my God, you've been through a lot. But should you judge him because of the things he went through? Besides, we're going to take the pedophile out because, you know, that's just a whole nother topic. We can go on and on about that because that's disgusting. It really makes my stomach hurt because that is, I'm so against it, you know. But besides being a pedophile, is there anything else that's a deal breaker for you that you feel like you could absolutely will not, you know, get past his past because of, you know, something that he's bringing from his past to his future? And it's not even that he's bringing his past to his future. These are just the things that he did in his past, but that doesn't define him as a person today. You know, it doesn't define her as a person today, you know, because of the things that I, you know, run in the street. You know, I don't do any of those things anymore. I used to smoke weed. I don't do those things anymore. You know, so if a person try to judge me based upon my past, I think that's, you know, I think that's a little messed up. And I kind of really think it's messed up that they're judging people based on their past for, like, for good jobs, you know, like you go for really good jobs and they don't want to, you know, bring you on board because of your, you know, your background and stuff. I just feel like at some point people pay their debts and they pay their dues. You know, I think people should let people live. I think people make people, they try to keep people in a box and they try to remind people of the things they did. Like if you didn't have a good relationship with, you know, your brother or your sister, or you didn't have a good relationship with your parents, you know, sometimes people have a way of trying to make you, you know, keep you as, you know, that same person. And she was like, beat woman, neglect children, or be a deadbeat parent. And that's true too. Okay, so you say if you're a woman, a beat woman, like if you're a woman and neglect your children, or a deadbeat parent. Okay, and that's your deal breaker because, you know, for a deadbeat parent, and I have one of those too, and it can get quite frustrating, but I think I'm a little flexible even to forgive him for his past. Dimple said, all depends on why the things was done. More than likely, people from the hood, we don't get breaks. We live by any means necessary. My family will eat. That is true too. So you're talking about a selfish person. You said that's a deal breaker for you. And Nuki said, but sometimes people past be their future though. And it's so true. Like, you know, like I know some deadbeat. So I'm going to go back to Royal. I know some deadbeat parents that was deadbeat. They had nothing to do with their children. They didn't want to have nothing to do with their kids. You know, kind of like wasn't there. And they turned around later as they matured in their mind and went through a whole little, you know, reality check. They turned around and actually end up being some good mothers and some good fathers. Because I know some deadbeat mothers, you know, that turned around. But I do get the frustration with that because I can relate to that at 1,000 because, you know, my own father is not, you know, stepping up and being there for his children like he should, you know. But it's like, it's one of those things where, I don't know, I feel as though I can forgive. But she said, I have children. If you don't take care of yours, you can't be around mine. It's a lot of deadbeat moms. I know a lot of moms that don't take care of their kids as well. And I feel you about that. If I have children, so if you're a deadbeat, and why would I want you to be around my kids if you don't take care of your children? And I think, do you think sometimes, like, that could be, like, the type of woman or man that a person is dealing with? Because what if he, because I seen it at one time, like, My kid's father, you know, he's a deadbeat. But one time he was messing with this one particular female, and she told him, you're not going to be no deadbeat with me. You're not going to not take care of your children while you with me. So you know what? You going to take care of your kids. And them two came up my house. They bought the kids gifts and all that. Now, mind you, I didn't even see him do that after he left that female. But that one female kind of stood up and made him rise to the occasion. She said, my past has shaped my present and my future. Glenn Double says, he said, hindsight wise, I've made a million mistakes, but if I hadn't made those mistakes, I don't think I would be the person, baby father and father I am today. And Glenn, I'm gonna have to agree with you on that, because I feel like, you know, the past does nothing more but refine you for your presence. You know, we all have a past. If we didn't go through nothing, then how can we as a person, as an individual, be able to identify what it is that we needed to correct it if we didn't go through nothing? Because you'll be blindsided. You will think that you don't have anything that you have to correct. You wouldn't think like, you know, if I was a judgmental person and I was always judgmental, but then one day, you know, something went off, a light bulb went off, and I realized that I'm being too harsh and maybe I need to look in the mirror. And then when I turned around and turned the mirror around, I seen myself. So I realized that I can't be as judgmental, because some of the people that I'm judging, you know what I'm saying, I'm walking in those same shoes. So I feel as though your past only defines you as a person. And Roy said, Glenn, we always a work in process. And I agree. He said, you can't go through blaming your past. Dwelling on what you did is mentally unhealthy. You gotta move forward and be better. Make a better day after, you know, just saying you gotta, you know, be better day after day. And I agree with you. You can't beat yourself up about the past, nor should you beat somebody else up about their past. When someone comes to you about their past, or when you find out about somebody's past, we shouldn't be so quick to throw the first stone. I think we should be more open to be able to understand why this person did what they did, because sometimes people have different life struggles. People have different walks of life. So we first have to understand and identify what made them do some of the things they did and why they did some of the things they did. And as they go through those things, I believe, you know, that, you know, God would help them to be strengthened. And Devil said, but sometimes your past make you stronger. Well, most of the times your past is going to make you stronger, because you gain wisdom and you gain knowledge and power, which I believe comes from God. He gives you those things so that you be stronger, not and be wiser not to mimic those same mistakes and follow those same, you know, those same behaviors. You know, it's there, so it can set correction for you in your life. And Yo-Yo said, to me, it depends on their past. I don't think I could be with a person who beats on a woman and children. But if they have a couple of baby moms, I can deal with that as long as they are in their kids' lives. I have made many mistakes and have learned not to judge, but to listen. And I agree with that, you know, and I kind of despise that too. But I think, you know, for me, I probably, you know, I feel like, you know, I probably could forgive a person that beat on a woman, even though I despise it. I'm not at all, you know, saying that it's okay, because it's a sickness, you know, and I realize that people need help. You know, I don't think people just grow up and want to just beat on women. It could be a part of their environment. It could be a part of the things they've seen. So when you see this person mimicking this act, you know, sometimes it takes just to get to know why these people are doing these things, not to justify Spotify or any at all, like just embrace it, but understand them and maybe share some type of informative knowledge or information or resources that can help them better themselves, to change their mind, you know, their mindset into the why they do things, and to help them to be able to, you know, to think before they react and doing something bad. Because I believe, like, the past, like, I remember, Glenn said, I'm proud you didn't throw the topic off the rails today. No, not today. So, you know, I think about my true father and how when we were together, and I always use him as my little guinea pig or whatever, but it is what it is. No faults, not dragging him or nothing like that. It's just, you know, I'm just saying that. But I remember he used to beat on me terribly. And, you know, we got to a point one day in our lives, and our almost 20 something, we just said, you know what? We ain't gonna do that no more. I ain't gonna put my hands on you no more, because that's stupid. So I feel like a person can outgrow those things. And then Royal said, "Simo, I've been shot by a man, whoa, who I was with for years. So, oh my gosh, wow." So yeah, now when you start taking, now you just mess my whole decision up, because when you talking about you trying to take my life, and you know, that makes it kind of like, how do you deal with men? Because that would make me, now that would make me really judgmental towards a man. Now, I don't know if I can forgive a man past if they say, yes, I think my walls will be up too. Because if I seen a man that says, you know, even raise his voice wrong at me, that will probably put me back into that box, because that would, you know, make me feel like, I feel like I got to fight for my life, and make me feel like, you know, I don't know what I got to do to try to, you know, if you going to do this to me. So, you know, that's, you know, I commend you for being very strong. You know, that's really strong to be able to be here. And I believe God had a plan for your life, because for you to still be here and be able to talk about it, you know, that is something which is a broad enlightening to a lot of women that may be in abusive relationships physically with a man, or mentally, to just not take things for granted. And I done been beat on, I done been knocked out, but I've been shot at, but I never was shot. So, you know, I have been shot at myself. And it messed me up, you know. It messed me up in my dating before, you know, I met my husband. I didn't know who to trust. My trust issues was like all over the place. I didn't know who to trust. I didn't know, you know, I don't know. It was so hard when a person told me something. I just really never really know that I believe them. It was just a lot. And Glenn said, you are the average of 10 people you spend the most time with. If you want to be around his, you will be a shithead. If you want to be around good working people, you will likely be that type of person. That's true. But I guess, you know, the discussion topic was, you know, like sometimes people does, you know, some people can influence people. Some people just like that because they want to be like that. Some people are like that because they've seen it. But, you know, even if you wanted to be, as you say, Glenn, a shithead, are you going to judge this person? Are you, if your homeboy, and you found out your homeboy was the type that go around and sleep with people's wives, and you thought he was going to come and sleep with your wife, would you, and you don't know, but you just going by his past, are you going to let him come into your home? Are you going to trust him even if you like him and everything is going good? Is you going to trust him, or you going to judge him basically by what people say? And Yo-Yo say, it would be hard for me to trust a man, but through all the Royal, I'm glad you okay and got out of that relationship. And she said, "Abs," and Nuki said, hell no. And Roy said, absolutely, Yo-Yo, but God is amazing, and I'm in a beautiful relationship. And I mean, after all of that you've been through, you deserve to be in a beautiful relationship. And that's what I love about God, guys, because, you know, when you think about God, you know, He'll let you go through some fires without being burned, you know. And when you sit back and look over your life and you talk about these things, and that's the reason why I, you know, bring it to a larger platform to talk to people. Because when you talk to people, you realize what people been through. Some people been through worse than you, or been through the same, or sometimes you didn't go through. But it's good to talk about those things, because, you know, when you look at it, you see how God brung you through those things. You see that you ain't got a mark. You still in your mental state. You know, you got your right state of mind. You can talk about these things. You can enlighten other women about these things. And you can now know that what is your deal breakers. What are the things that you will and will not take? And I think that's the beautiful thing about experience, and the beautiful things about evolving from your past. Because you can't get from your past. You can't evolve to your past and reach a resolution if you didn't never go through nothing. So you have to be able to, you know, go through some things. You have to be able to experience some things. You're going to experience some hurt. You're going to experience some, you know, rejection. You're going to experience some, you know, pain. It's going to naturally happen. These things are going to happen to us. But the thing about it is, you know, and I guess it all depends on, for what I'm listening, reading from you guys comment, I guess it all goes on, you know, a person, I'm feeling, you know, their personal experience, and, you know, whether or not they will be able to be around a person with a past. So I guess it is a thing where a person past really matters, but sometimes it's really heartbreaking because some people change from their past. And I think sometimes we keep people locked up. We just keep them in a closet. We sometimes be too judgmental. And I feel like, if God judged us based upon all the things that we have done to, and all the things that we have done to people, then, you know, it will make us look just as dirty as the next person. You know, it will make us look just as unclean as the next person. So I just feel like sometimes we gotta allow room for growth, you know, with people. But I'm not saying everybody has to agree with me, because I understand that everyone has different circumstances. I do understand that everyone has, you know, different things, you know. And she said, Royal said, absolutely, I know I came a long way. And that's the beauty of it. The beauty of the past is just not to dwell on the past, but it's just to allow you to see how far you've grown from the past. You know, because it's such a blessing to know that you've grown from the past. Like, I'm not that person that just worry about, you know, because you could be that person. Like, I don't want to be with that person because this person is the person that want to try to, you know, compete against me. Like, you got some, like, girlfriends, you know, it could be girlfriends. You got girlfriends that want to compete against you for, as you know, designing clothing and bags, and or who got the most friends, or who liked the most. And, you know, you got people, you know, that come, like, this past spectrum is so broadened. It's so broad. Like, you can't just focus on just a guy or a woman, but you got to look at it as a whole spectrum, because it goes way beyond just being in a relationship. It goes way beyond that. Like, you know, life experiences, like, it goes to that. It goes to in general. It goes to being a person as a whole. It goes so much further than just, you know, just limited it to just one particular, you know, thing, like one particular topic. Like, it goes further than a relationship. You know, sometimes your past go past that relationship. But my thing is, are we willing as people to give other people a chance? Because I know, you know, when you look over your life and you see how you change, because, you know, when you came a long way, you know, give yourself a hug, you know. Hug yourself, because, you know, not many people, you know, are even living today to say that they came this far. Not many people have even changed to say they came this far. Some people are still doing the same stuff they did back then. They're still doing the same stuff now. You see them not evolving. You see them not changing. You see them getting the same results. You know, so you see these people that are not evolving. So when you can look back over your life and see that you are truly been touched by God, and that you can take that touch and that anointing and take it and change your life, that is a blessing. Dimple said, I believe the past do matters regardless of what nobody past is, but how is the person today? Did they learn from their past, or they stuck in their past, or did not learn anything? And I say yes, because, you know, some people are stuck in their past. Some people don't know how to, you know, allow themselves to grow from their past. Some people, you know, some people don't know. They just stuck and became a part of that devious, and they just don't know how to. They don't know how to do something differently because they haven't been taught, you know. And then people that have passed, people like us are so judgmental, like, for people that have passed, like, no, I'm not dealing with it. And some people, everybody needs somebody. And when we just give up on them people, they already then gave up on themselves. Like, when you think about somebody that's being judged on their past, they give up on themselves, or they just stuck. Yeah, that's the problem. They stuck in their past. They kind of give up on themselves. They kind of, like, they don't know how to, like, they, some people don't know how to grasp towards strength and push themselves to the next level. They don't know how to do that. You know, they haven't been taught to do that. All they've been taught, that people tell them that they ain't going to be nothing. You know, they pay you just like this person. You just like your father. You just like them. You ain't going to change. You just like the dudes on the corner. You ain't going to never get it together. And it's the words we condition people. Yeah, that's true. Or have their ways, or they have to change. And I agree with you, but I feel like sometimes people can condition people, and people, they're already weak. So if you, that's just like walking, and you see a cracked egg on the ground, and you walk past this egg, and this egg is cracked, but it looked like it's still a whole egg, but you step on it, and it just split and go into 1,005 pieces. Well, the egg was fragile from the get-go. Hey, Carly, the egg was fragile from the get-go. So why wouldn't you think that the egg wouldn't crack and go everywhere? It was fragile. And a lot of people that may have come from a horrible past, you know, they already hard on themselves about their past. Some of them already, like, you know, really upset with themselves, really, you know, have high expectations for themselves, but they just stop and they don't know how to get out, you know. So then when they come around a person and they may pitch their ideas, they don't know how to do it. How you doing? You on the line? Hot Pet Dog is on the line. Thanks for calling in. Hello? Okay, he got off the line. So Yo-Yo said they don't know how to start over because someone always going to bring up what they've done. You ever heard that saying, we'll remember the bad things and can't acknowledge you that you change. And Rory said we are the biggest critics. And that's exactly what I'm saying, because we are the critics. Like, when we begin to open up a platform, to open up that room, to just tell this person, you know what, you have been making the most horrible mistakes, and you know, you continue on doing the same stuff over and over again. How can we help you get to the place that I know you can get at? It's the words, you know. We say things, you know, words hurt, they cut. I don't believe God would say that it's life and death in the power of the tongue if it wasn't. It's something about words that conditions a person. We can say things that kind of put them into a place where they don't know how to come out. It's the things we say to people, and they remember those things. And you don't know. They probably heard these things growing up. And I'm going to give you a prime example. Dimple said, some people don't want change for the better because their reputation is what identifies them to be that person. Now, Dimples, you hitting on something right there, because some people do want to go by reputation. And so if reputation say that I'm this getting money baller, then you know good and well you need to great change and go get a job. You don't want to change because you still want to be looked at as this good money baller. So you're absolutely right about that. You know, some people don't want to change. And I'm not going to argue the fact of that, because some people just don't want to change. Y'all are absolutely right. Some people don't want to change. But do you really think some people don't want to change, or some people just don't know how to change? You understand? Well, sometimes people can be conditioned, and it makes it harder for them to change. She said, it's the absolute difference of affirmation. I will agree. I will agree with you on that. I will definitely agree with you on that at 100%. But let me ask you a question. So, all right, let me give a short story. So, you know, y'all ain't calling in and giving me a break, so I'm going to give my short stories. Okay, so I think about when I was a little girl in the kindergarten. So I had a teacher, her name was Miss Fowler. I was going to Charles Curtin Carlton over East Baltimore. And she didn't like me for some reason. So she used to always pinch me. She used to always pinch me all the time. And she would tell me how much she didn't like me. Now, back then, when I was in there, I was just really smart. And I was getting I was on a roll. I was getting really good grades. And then when I told my mother, because my arms was all red and stuff. So by the time I told my parents, and they had teacher parents conference, when I came up there, my aunt came up there, everybody come up there to, address her. When the meeting was over, she denied everything. But as we were walking back to the classroom, because she had to, chaperone me back to the classroom. As she walked me to the classroom, she whispered to me and was like, I don't care if you told your mother, and that's why you ain't gonna never be able to learn. You ain't gonna never be able to do this. And she said these things to me. So when I was growing up in school, it started messing with the way I was learning. It started messing with the way that I was retaining information. And you know what? Believe it or not, it was maybe almost 2 years ago, I was in a mental health class at CCBC. Yes, I was at a mental health class in CCBC. And I never forget it. The professor there, she had said to me, I was telling her about what I went through, because she was kind of like on a, psychiatrist. She was a therapist, rather. She was a therapist on the side. So I was in her, telling her a little bit what happened to me, opening up. And she said, oh my God, that shouldn't happen to no child. Well, little do you know, she came to me and I had did a paper, and she pulled me up. She sent me like an email through, Blackboard. And she told me, who wrote this paper? She said, this paper looked like a kindergarten could have wrote better than this. And automatically that was a trigger for me. That triggered me back to when I was in kindergarten. And so that really messed with me real bad. It started messing with my tests. I started creating extra test anxiety and everything. So I started taking extra writing classes as elective to try to, I'm like, is my writing terrible? And the lady from, I took a creative writing class. She said, no, your writing is fine. But in my mind, I kept always overthinking, like, is it right? Just because of what she did, she conditioned me with those words. So that's why I feel like sometimes people can take your past and they can kind of say things to condition you to make things worse. And I went and talked to another professor recently and was telling them about that, because I really had a hard time with this. I really had to take it to God. It was messing with me mentally to the point that I wanted to quit school and everything. And the lady said, turn it off. Turn it off. Do not listen to what she said. Turn it off. So, it's like, it's those things that can, be very real in your life that bring some, it can bring, like, when you think about the past, you took my past and you try to throw my past at me as you see me trying to pick the pieces up from my past and become a better person. You try to take my past and torment me and make me, feel like I'm not doing good, Yes, but I am a go-getter, but that's a good scenario just to say that sometimes we need not to be as judgmental towards people that has a past, because people that has a past is just simply people that wants to do better, but sometimes don't know how to do better. You know, because as they say, if I known better, I would have did better. And a lot of people don't know better. They don't. You know, and then some people know how to do better, but don't want to do better because they don't think they can do better. I just really don't think a person just don't want to do nothing. I think that's the facade that people put out there and they try to portray, because some people can be lazy. I think some people are lazy and some people just don't want to be pushed beyond, you know, their expectation or what they can do. I think people get lazy, you know, for whatever reason. They have people that cater to them. They have people that, you know, massages their, you know, their, you know, the things they do say. They have those kind of people. They can, you know, manipulate them. But I really don't feel like people don't want to do it. You know, because even you, when you look at people that lost their mind, you know, that may be in, could be in a home, like in a psych ward. You know, sometimes people lose their mind, and when they go back to a state, they can sit down, they try to do things, they try to figure out a puzzle, they try to figure out how to color, they try to figure these things out. Like, you really, if you do have some people out there in the world, but you've already seen that it's just people don't have enough people to believe in them, to push them, to help them build up their self-confidence, to tell them that they can be this person. They are somebody. They don't have to settle for less. I don't care how hard it is. You can do this. You know, just keep pushing. I don't care how many doors close in your face. Keep pushing. I don't care how many jobs turn you down because you got a criminal background. Keep pushing. Keep putting in job applications. Keep praying. Keep doing this. You know, and eventually when a person that's so conditioned to not having or used to, you get, when you judge on your past, you get kind of used to a person. As soon as you open up to tell a person about your past, people, you automatically like, oh yeah, they gonna judge me. Now, they ain't gonna give me a chance. They gonna look at my past. They ain't gonna want to talk. You automatically condition yourself because you so used to people feeling that way. Let me read some comments. Dimple say, but when you move in a positive spot, like Dimples, when you move in a positive spot, like you're able to put out darkness and you're able to be able to get in. And as I say, each one, reach one, each one, teach one. You can help and teach somebody how to become a better person. And, Carly say, it's like, regardless of how you change, some people want to still attach how you were or things you used to do to the person you are now. And she said, yep, keep pushing. And Yo-Yo said, oh my God, I can't believe teachers would treat children like that. And I'm glad you're healed and now you're encouraged to go back to school. And right, and that's so true what Carly said, and so true, Yo-Yo, thanks. And so true what Carly said. You know, people always try to attach, they try to label you. And that's the problem with our society. We're labeled. And that's what the judicial system does to us. They label us. I don't care how much we try to work hard and become this different person, you know, prove to them that, you know, I'm not that same person I used to be. I'm not that person that used to commit death and steal all Gap clothes, Old Navy clothes, or Chanel purses. I'm not that person anymore. Or I'm not that person that wrote bad checks. I'm not that person anymore. They still try to label you. People try to label you. You know, you go out there, you get something nice. If people used to you doing XYZ, what's the first thing they say? If you drive, pull up in a nice car, where they get that from? They must was stealing to get that. People love to label people. No one ever speak positivity into a person's life. No one ever says, you know, I see that you have a problem with sticky fingers. You ever thought about going to get some help for that? Because if you don't, it's going to lead. It doesn't matter if this person don't change or not. You sow a seed. Once you sow that positive seed in that person, they will never forget you. They will never forget what you say to them. They will never forget how you made them feel when you said it. Maybe you're the only person that was able to stick out and say that to them. Yo-Yo say, yes, it's always family who knows you. And it is family and it's friends. And it's family of friends because people like to run their mouth, you know. But I think we need to change. We can change the way those things are being, you know, the way we are addressing and labeling people by simply just giving a extended hand and, you know, and leading them to some help. You know, because some people are mentally sick, like mental illness, and that's going to be another topic coming up. Mental illness is real. And a lot of people think that mental illness is not real. And a lot of people are walking around mentally ill, but don't want to cry out and ask for help because they don't want to be judged. They don't want people to, you know, look at them as they're a person that's losing their mind, you know, but it's real. People are really like, things that we went through in life has conditioned and has scarred us, you know, to a point like we all think about the things that we've been through. We all have a past. We all think about how those past, you know, memories or past hurts affect our lives today. And whether you want to believe it or not, the past has a lot to do with your life today. And if you are hurt, you know, sometimes, you know, hurt drives you to being with the wrong person. Hurt can drive you to being, you know, being addicted to drugs, alcohol, pills, overeating, and stuff like that. All because we try to find a way to sedate our pain. And, you know, we have to learn as individuals, as people, to learn how to better manage the pain that we went through and better deal with and be ready to, you know, approach our past and allow our past to reform us to our present. Dimple said, my thing is don't bring no negative from past and use it as excuse or to identify. Let go. And I feel as God brought you through it, over, you'll reap what you sow. Well, that is true too. You know, no one wants to be dragged by their past. No one wants to be continuously being involved or being around negative energy, because negative energy only makes you feel negative. Negative, and being around a person that's negative, it's pulling and it's draining. And you know, when you're around a person that's hating on you, when you're around a person that's negative, it usually just sucks the life out of you. So yes, you don't want to be around a person from a negative past, and you don't want them to make excuses, you know, to why they did what they did. You know, just admit that these things happen, ask God for help, and learn how to get from it. And yes, you know, if you constantly be a negative person, then yes, you reap what you sow. So if you sow in negativity, then you going to reap negativity. If you know, it's you sow what you reap. And Roy said, you are the company you keep. And Roy, you can say that again. Say that, baby, because you are the that is true. You know, you are the company you keep, because you have the tenacity to overtake and turn things around. So if you're around people that's constantly toxic and negative, your words and the way that, and the energy that you bring when you're around that person, you can kind of help them, you know, change their behaviors and kind of turn things around. So again, I feel like words, because if you're around a person and if you this bubbly person, you're in it, you know, you have this energy, you know, and you just have a heart to love and a heart to that's willing to give and a heart that's willing to share and help people come out their stuff, then the people that's around you, believe it or not, if you don't do what they do, they will respect you and feel convicted to do certain things around you just because of your energy and what you bring and the positivity that you bring when you come around. So you can actually I feel as though set the tone for your environment, and you can set the tone for the people that you be around, because I have been around people that really does cuss like a sailor. That's what they do. I used to do it all the time. But when I come around, when people like that, I have no judgmental zone. People can be them. They can do whatever they want. But sometimes people might, oh, my bad. You know, I ain't going to do this because you right here. Oh, my bad. I ain't going to do this because you do that. Because if a person respects you and they respect the energy that you're bringing and it's positive, the respect gonna go a long way. It's gonna go way longer, further than the company that you keep or further than the doors that you're in. It's gonna go far. So I feel as though a person has the authority to be able to change things. And JDC said all of our experience brings us what? All of our experiences brings us to the place that we are today, where we can come together as grown adults and sit down and talk about these things, and we can sit down and talk about how we evolved from the past. And it does, and he said, and it gives you the opportunity to grow. Because as I said earlier, if we never went through nothing, then how can you say what it is to go through something? You have to go through things. And Nikki saying, I'm one of those people. And yes, you are. Yes, you are. I think she's talking about one of those people that, you know, disrespect people for who they are. Like, you know, like just the respect level. Like, you who you are, and I'm who I am. And that's the same way. If I do certain things and she don't do it, I'm not going to do it around her because of the respect that I have for her. I'm just not going to do it. So, you know, it's just like, you know, everyone has the opportunity to create whatever atmosphere that they're in. And Dimples, you do it too. You probably just don't realize, but you do it as well. And that's just, I think that's just the commonality in us and just the respect that we have with us and as an individual. It's just that we, you know, become more, more conscious to other people feeling, to, you know, how we make people feel. You know, you think about things more than you did when you was younger, because when you was younger, you probably did things without thinking, and, you know, probably got in some trouble you shouldn't have got in because you wasn't thinking. And that's what created our past. That's why we have a past. But like JDC said, you know, the past is what created opportunities, because without that past, who would have known if I would have wanted to go back to school without that past? Who would have known if I wanted to go create and be able to receive certifications under my belt? Who would have known without that past that I'd have slowed down and not want to go to clubs every week? Or, you know, I feel like I got to sit up there and do X, Y, Z. So the past is such a great thing. It's such an awesome thing to be able to look back and know that you evolved from your past, because your past does nothing more but just help you to see the person that you have worked so hard to become. And when you know that, hello, when you know that you work really hard to become this intelligent, smart person, it is just, it's the most beautiful feeling in the world when you know that I accomplished this. You know, I did this. You know, I went out and got my own first house. I went out and got my own car. I went out and got my own job. I kept my job. I take care of my children. I went out and got my degrees, my certifications, my house. When you begin to look at the things that you have accomplished, you know, you got to sit back and just love on yourself, because it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful when you think about these things. You know, it's just, it makes you happy inside. It brings, hello, how are you, Redbone girl? How you doing? Thanks for joining. It just brings joy in your life. It just makes you feel really, 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 really good. And it's such a great thing. And as much as you know how it makes you feel to change, make the next person that has a past that you meet feel just as good. That's what I'm saying. You know, we have to learn how to be spirit beings. We have to learn how to be the person that set the tone. We have to learn. Yes, we have to serve. We can't always want to be served, but we got to serve people because our people is hurting. People out here are really hurting. You know, people have did things and they just don't know how to turn around from their past. You know, some people, you know, become off of drugs. They go back on drugs because they don't know how to move forward. They don't know how to just, you know, take those experiences and move forward. They don't know how to do that. So it's up to us, the people that were strong enough to come out. I don't believe God made you strong enough to come out just to stay out by yourself. You came out so you can go back in and dig in the mud and bring somebody else out. You know, it's almost making that change. It's almost like playing ring around a rosy. You know, we got to all hold each other hands. We got to all learn how to love each other. We got to bring each other out. I'm not going to judge you, my brother, because you sat up there and you sold drugs and was the biggest kingpin. And maybe my mother could have died off an overdose from you because of the drugs you sold. But you went to jail and served your time and you came back out. You got some debris under your back, your belt. You're willing to serve. You changed. I can't hold that against you. I can't hold that on your head because you did this and you did that. No, I'm going to be right there to have an open heart. You know, I realized that being bitter towards a person because of the things that they did in the past, it does nothing. And as if you know the person, it does nothing but put you in prison, you know, because forgiveness is not for the person, it's for you. So you can walk around and keep that person in prison and it does nothing but keep you in prison. You have to let go and let people past be the past. We all have past. We all have past. We all did things. And yes, some people did things worse than us, or we might have did things worse than another person. But at the end of the day, we all have pasts. And we should never let, we should not judge a person from their past. We should allow God to judge them from their past. If they were a murderer, if they were a pedophile, and that's a touchy one for me. But whatever they were, it's not for us to put them in judgment zone. We supposed to really pray for them and allow God to deal with them. Because guess what? God ran with the murderers. He ran with the whoremongers. He ran with the liars. He went with those kind of people. So if he went with those people, then who are we to be the person that think we can sit higher than him and be judgmental towards these people? No, I think that, you know, I think back what God brought me out of. I'm trying to tell you, he brought us out and he allowed us to go through the fire. And with, as everyone that sat here on this podcast tonight and gave that testimony, y'all don't got no burnt. Y'all not burnt. Y'all don't have no blisters. You know, you don't got no stitches. Your womb has closed up. The only thing you can do is remember. Because if I fall down the street and bust my knee open and I need stitches, I'm going to get stitches, but my womb is going to heal. But that scar is going to be there. That scar is always going to remind me that I fell and bust my knee open. But that scar is going to close. It's going to be there, but the womb is going to close. And that's the same way we have to be with people that has passed, guys. We have to not put them in a judgmental zone. Let's stop judging people, guys. And let's start getting out here and help people. Because I'm telling you, when you sow a seed, the Bible says you reap a harvest. So if you can get out there and help the next man, if you can get out there and help the next woman, I'm telling you right now of the things that God is going to do for your life. I'm telling you how he's going to open up doors no man can close. I'm telling you how he's going to make the road, the path that is closed straight. He's going to do these things. Why? Because we went in simply not judging anybody, but allowing people to have room for growth. And I am guilty for that. And I have to say on here right now, because I felt convicted, I got to say, God, forgive me for it, because we have to let people, we have to allow people to grow. We got to allow people to make mistakes. They probably make 1,000 more mistakes. But who is Monica to tell another person that they need to clean it up, or I can't be around you because you didn't. No, we need to pray for these people. That don't mean you got to be around them if they want to do, but you can give them the seed. If they want help, give them the help. And that's all we supposed to do. We don't supposed to be stressing ourselves out because they don't want to change. We got to do what he told us to do. And when God says it's time to cut the cord and separate yourself and keep it moving. Roy said, and just to be themselves. That's all I'm saying. Like, a lot of people is just crying out here. And when I look at, when I listen to people talk, people don't understand, because we were taught that. We were taught growing up that we couldn't be in our emotions. We was taught when you did something wrong, you know, and then you hurting about it. Oh, it's going to be hard. Just why are you whining about it? Why are you dwelling in this? You know, we were conditioned ourselves to how to deal with life and how to deal with the hurts. And the mistakes that comes with life, we was taught to just, you know, don't worry about it and put it on and keep walking, and you stronger than this and you this. And that's why so many broken women and men out here, because that's why. And I talked about that on a podcast before. The worst one is men don't cry, because we taught them not to cry when they were babies. When they cry, we told them you can't cry, because that's being a sissy. We told them that they couldn't cry because they was acting like a girl. We told them they couldn't cry. We told them that. We conditioned them to be the angry black man that they are today. We conditioned them to be the person that walk away and created turmoil towards their past and makes it hard to deal with them. We did that. So we have to go back and undo the things that was done to us. We have to go back and rewrite our past, guys, because this is Black History Month. Our ancestors, and they paved the way for us to get here, you know. And then I ain't dragging on no color people, because there were some other people of color that helped us as well. We need to bring it back and begin to love on each other and begin to bring back and help each other to evolve. You know, what happened to the people that, okay, you have a past. I get that you don't understand how to pass your GED, but I'm going to take time out and I'll help too to you. I'll help you until you get it right. Where's the people that says, you know, I understand you need a job, but I'm going to sit here and talk to this person and see if they can help you get a job, or I might know somebody else that might get your job. Well, let me help you. You need help, but let me go out. You don't have no money. Let me go out there and get you a pair of pants or a shirt or something, and let me help you have this outfit for your interview. We have to learn to give back. Yes, Roy, it takes a village. It takes a village to raise a child, and it also takes a village to keep a village running and running the way it's supposed to. You know, not killing each other, not hurting each other. Because why are people killing each other? Because the past, people are hurting. They don't know how to come from the past. That's all they know. That's all they seen. That's all they, you know, been exposed to. You know, some people don't know how to stop selling drugs because that's all they know. That's all they, and it's not even that what they want to know. That's all they think they can know. So they tell themselves that's all they want to know. That's just because, you know, the mind has to be reconditioned. It says that whatever is learned can be unlearned. So they need to get some unlearned behavior. They need to relearn how to live a much more satisfying life with a past. They need to know that with my past, I can still be a person. With my criminal background, I can still get out there and get a job. I can still get out there and make me some money. I can go work two jobs. It's all about the reconditioning of the mind. But they go back to what's familiar because it's so easily to stay in a habitat that is familiar, then to go into a move into another habitat that's unfamiliar. But then it takes people like us that's strong, that was able to come out of it, that was able to, you know, that God had allowed to be that to be exalted from our past. You know, we was exonerated, you know, from sin. God exonerated us. He exonerated us to only for us to go back and help somebody, go back and help our children that's out here, you know, getting in this world, and they doing the same thing. They mimicking the same thing. We got to go back out there. We got to make some changes. We got to walk. We got to talk. We got to enlighten. We got to uplift. We got to do these things as a whole. Yo-Yo said the world needs so much more love. I remember they used to pray prayer in school. You got to apply these skills every day, walking life, what Royal said. They used to pray in school. They don't pray in school. But guess what? Whoever say that you can't come up to the school and say, how you doing today, young man? How you doing, young lady? Because that's what I do. Come in, let me pray for you. Let me sit down and talk to you. Let me, come in. What? Look at you. You all high. It's good. Because this is how I talk to the young. You high. I know you high. Come here. Come here. How you doing today? And it's all about the love. It's all about the energy. It's all about what you're willing to give. You're giving something that they don't get all the time. And I know how I feel when, you know, your mother, you just want a hug from your mother, or you just want your father to say, I love you. Not all kids get that. Not all kids go home and get a four-course meal. Not all kids go home and got electricity in the house. We can't just assume that every kid is living like some kids. Some kids are really struggling to make it, because I can remember coming up, which created, and I didn't even realize it was creating my past, when we didn't have food in the house. I had some raw spaghetti that I was eating on. Made me go out there and carry bags at the Stop Shop and Save that used to be here, just to put food in the refrigerator, just to get a pack of chicken that was $1 and something change, the big fat bag with the chicken thighs and stuff, just to, and I didn't even know how to cook it. Okay, but it was, and all of that played on my DVD, so I learned how to hustle. And then what happened? I got older and I started selling drugs, you know, because it creates it. That's what I'm saying. The environment, the things that people are supposed to create you to go out there. That's why we all have a past, but not many people want to address it and talk about it, because some people would rather take their past and put it in a pillowcase and lay on it and rather than talk about it. But you enlighten and you help people to grow when you talk about it. You help people to be able to understand that they can get from this mess by talking about it. We can't always just try to, you know, sugarcoat it and just, you know, show people what we want to show. No, tell them about the nasty things you did. Because guess what? You might not realize I might be struggling with that same demon. You might can help me not create so much in my past. So we have to go back out and help some adults that's still living a lifestyle of a child. We might have to go out there and help some young adults that might be mimicking what they seen as a child from their parents or family members. We have to go out there and we have to help these people, and we have to be mindful, guys, that we gotta have a no judgment zone. That's the only way we gonna do it, guys. I'm telling y'all, if y'all ain't got nothing else to say, that was all I got to say tonight, guys. All my last notes that I'm, everybody that tuned in, I appreciate y'all. I'm just telling y'all that, you know, I'm not changing or trying to alter anyone's opinion. If you feel that way, I love the way you feel. But all I want to say is, you know, before you hold that person in a box, you know, before you put that person in that little, that, you know, that brown paper bag you get from the you know, like Miami Street Market, Mama used to get, before you put them in that bag, remember that you was once in that bag, and remember how it felt when you was in that bag. You know, allow people to be liberated, allow people the room to grow. We put too much expectation on people. We have to allow people to grow and evolve. And you know what the beauty is? When you can be with them and see their resolution, when you can see them make it, go across that stage, when you counted them out, or when the other people counted them out, when you see this man getting up, going to work, when everybody counted him out, that's a blessing, baby. That's a blessing, baby. So for my opinion, I don't think a past should really matter. But I think that we should know what we're dealing with. It was really nice, guys, talking. I love you guys. Y'all know how I feel about y'all. Y'all know how I'm rocking with y'all. Y'all know, you know, I just say that we all going to be just fine. We going to be just fine. And I'm going to just end it off with my song. You know I like to do a song to come out. So excuse like the little commercial or whatever. But y'all know I like to do a little song because it's all in saying goodbye. So all the people say goodbye to each other. You know, say goodnight. I want y'all to have a good night. And I just want y'all to remember that who's in control? God is in control. He's the one that makes the decision. We don't make no decision. We ain't got a pot or hell to put anybody in. So guess what? Because we don't have that authority, I'm telling y'all right now, don't be so judgmental, y'all. Give a little love, y'all. I got a little song for y'all. I love y'all. Thank you. Thanks for joining, everyone. I'll be back on here on Sunday. And if any of y'all got teens, girls, and boys, starting next Friday, it's Fire Fridays for the teens, guys. I'm doing Fire Fridays for the teenagers. I want to reach my teens, y'all. Cause y'all better live your life and get a little dance on, y'all. Hey, what? Hey, y'all know how I do. I'm over here dancing, y'all. Good night, guys. And if y'all can, please share the video, guys. Because someone might need to hear this. Somebody might be trapped and need to hear this, y'all. Not everybody got family members and friends to tell them they love them and they can do it. Share the video, y'all. Show love, y'all. It don't take nothing just to click and share.